Hello, my darlings. It's Lupin, and it's finally here, the 2000 sub AMA. Thank you guys so much for all of your support over the past, 6 months? Yeah, about 6 months is how long I've had this sub. So, 2000 people in 6 months, that's crazy. And I definitely didn't expect it. So thank you so much. We've got quite a few questions that came in. I haven't looked through any of them, so there may be a couple of pauses while I scour ones that ask inappropriate questions. Like not safe for work ones; those are fine, but like you know, personal details or repeat questions or things like that. But we're gonna go ahead and start, and of course. Because I can't do anything just normally, we're gonna be edging. So, I've got my vibrator nice and tight to my clit. And I haven't gotten off in a few days, so this might be a lesson in patience. Okay, so question number one. Do you have any pets? If not, do you want one in the future? I have three dogs. I have three lab mixes. Two of them are litter mates, and then the other one is one that's 6 months older. So I love them extremely much. I am totally a dog person. And I'd love another one. I used to have five dogs, but two of them passed away, so... We're down to three, and my significant other will not let me get another one. Five was a lot, so we are stuck at three for a very long time, because I hope none of them pass away. ever. They're not allowed to. Oh, hey there. Oh, there. Hi there. That just got really intense for a second. Okay, question two. Oh, that's a long question. I've always wondered something about performers. How do you block the feeling of silliness when you're performing? Like, for example, when you have to make sound effects, kisses. I'm kissing my hand right now. You can't completely block the silliness. A lot of it's just repetition. Like the kissing sound effect. I've done that so many times. So I'm just so used to the silliness of it. It's just become kind of blasé. So that's a lot of it. It's just repetition, not caring. But when you're doing something new, you know, that's always, you're like, how am I going to make this certain sound effect? And you're like, what am I going to do? And it just seems silly and weird. Sometimes you do feel silly and you laugh and you have to cut and you know, things like that. It's just, you know, just how it is. And then sometimes you're just so dead inside. No, I'm kidding. But dead to it, you know, it's just one of those things. So don't feel bad if you feel silly. It's how everybody is. Number three, how has your view of sexuality and yourself changed since you started posting on GUWA, if it has? I don't know if it has. Since I very first started, over 2 years ago, I never really thought that I was as much of an exhibitionist as I am. So, I mean, that definitely is something you realize. You're like, holy crap. I'm an exhibitionist, you know? So that's definitely something big. So how have I changed my view of myself? I'm a lot more confident. You know, I think that's kind of when you get attention and, you know, things like that, you just realize, it's hard not to get a little bit confident and, I haven't really changed in my kinks very much. Although I will say I've always been very submissive, and I still am. That's still, you know, in real life, I'm very much submissive. But the amount of enjoyment I get out of doing like mommy dom audios and stuff, I'm a very motherly person with my friends and things. That's just my my personality. I'm very motherly and caring. And so, I never really realized how much enjoyment I'd get out of, like mommy dom and soft, you know, audios like that. So that's kind of my difference there. Question four, would you ever record with another Redditor, male or female? If so, would it have to be scripted or would a ramble fap be possible? I have recorded with many other Redditors. They've all been, you know, ones that are stitched together. But if you're asking, like, if I do it, like, over a voice call, I have done that before with Sweet Caroline Kisses. All the audios that we collaborated were done in voice together, which, oh my gosh, I wish we had a group, like, because we are obviously both both recording our own sides, and I wish there was a recording of us both, because we broke out laughing so many times. It was amazing. I'm sure she had so much fun. She was the one who edited those, and I'm sure she had so much fun cutting around our, like, spouts of laughter when we would mess something up. Oh my gosh. But as for the question, would I do a ramble fap with someone? That probably not. I would have to be very good friends with them, and I'm currently not, like, great friends with many, many people on the subreddit, performers, I should say, to that point where I'd do a ramble fap on, like, on a call with them. You know, that's a little bit more personal, and it can also be awkward. You know, you have to have a sexual chemistry with them to be able to, you know, really get that across. Woo. I'm handling this very well. I think the distraction of, you know, answering questions makes it a lot easier, but definitely sometimes it catches me off guard and I'm like, holy shit, that's intense. Question 5. If you could change anything physical about yourself, what would you change and how so? Oh gosh, you know, don't ask a woman that. I'm confident, but come on. I mean, of course, I mean, who doesn't want to lose weight? You know, that's kind of the thing. I think that's really the big thing. Besides that, I'd like for my nipples to be darker. I know that's kind of weird, but, like, sometimes when I take pictures, my nipples are just very, very light. And, like, it doesn't look that way in real life, but I'm like, man, got a case of the ghost nips going on. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just personally, I would like mine a little darker. That's what I'm saying. A little bit darker, a little bit rosier. That's my change. Oh, or a fat ass. My ass is very small. I know it doesn't look like it in pictures sometimes, but my ass is very small. So if I had, like, a big fat ass, that would be my other one. If you could go back in time, hey there, vibrator. If you could go back in time and speak with any historical figure, who would it be? What would you ask or tell them? God, I can't really think of anything. I mean, there's always, like, the classic ones, you know? But, any historical figure? Gosh, I guess I really would just be one of those people who, like, goes back and tries to solve some kind of conspiracy. I love conspiracy videos, so I would love to go back in time and, you know, speak to some people who are involved with some of those, like, key conspiracies. And, like, just find out the truth. I want to be the one that knows the truth. Question 7. I like shorts. They are comfy and easy to wear. What is your favorite piece of clothing? Hell yeah. Yeah, go for that comfort. I mean, God, I'm just the same. I love comfort. I'm huge on comfort. So probably my favorite thing would be a pair of really soft. Oh my gosh, I have these, like, velvety soft pair of leggings. Those are my favorite pair. Or one of my siblings just got me a... my siblings just got me these, like, really, really, really soft socks. Like, woolen kind of socks, but they're super soft. So those maybe? No. The leggings. Anything soft. Question 8. Oh, God. That's a long question. All right. I got a set of my dick pics here. Oh. You're not allowed to look at them. So it's a link to dick pic. I'm not going to open the link, just because that would, if I rated your dick, then, you know, I'd get tons and tons of people sending me them, which I'm not interested in, very much. So I am not going to do that, but that's a good idea for a question, you know, to have me rate them. Maybe someday I'll do, like, a, dick rating audio. And then I'll ask in that one time to send them. But for this time, I'm gonna pass. Sorry. Let me know below if you want me to do an audio like that. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe. I don't guarantee. That could be a really slippery slope. Okay, question 9. What is one of your most dark kinks? Hold on. Whew, it was an intense little second. One of my most dark kinks. What the hell? Sorry, my computer's making weird noises. What is one of my most dark kinks? I mean, obviously, if you guys haven't noticed, I record a lot of, rape audio. So that is definitely, what is going on? Sorry. Real time right here. My keyboard keeps like unplugging. It's like making that da-dun-da-dun noise. It's very odd. Anyway, okay, sorry, distracted. So yeah, like consensual non-consent is a kink of mine. So that's probably my darkest one. Like forced breeding. That's a really good one. Will you ever post pictures of your feet? Probably not. That's not a kink that I'm personally into. No shame if you are. You know, everyone has their thing. I'm not particularly proud of my feet. And, I'm not, probably not. Most likely not. Question 11. Do you like guys coming while listening to you? Of course. I don't think anybody, everyone's different, but I don't think many performers... I don't think many performers who post, have any issue with guys getting off to them. For me personally, I love the idea. I am cocky enough to admit I love the fact that I know that thousands of guys have come to me. I mean, that's hot. For me, that's super hot. Hell yeah. hell yes. That's probably one of the biggest reasons I do it. It makes me extremely pleased to know that. I can get guys off with just my voice. It's super hot. Question 12. What's your favorite type of audio to record? Oh, it depends. Oh, it really depends. Probably things that are soft and friendly and giggly kind of stuff. so like Friends to Lovers or Mommy Dom. I love that. It's soft. It's my personality. I enjoy those. So things like that I totally enjoy. But I also really love the dark stuff because of how much emotion it rips from me and how visceral the reactions are in people and how much it makes you think about your sexuality and what gets you off and things like that. This is getting intense. Okay, next question. Do comments or reactions from listener ever turn you on? Yes, 100%, totally. Hearing someone let me know about how much they loved something or how much they got off to it, that's always really awesome, and I love it. Question 14. Have you ever denied yourself an orgasm for a while? If so, how did you long did you go before giving in? Do you mean just like time without touching myself and lasting without having an orgasm? Because that, tons of time. There's lots of times where I go days or a week without getting off, just because I don't really have interest in it at the time. So I mean, things like that, tons. If you mean like edging like this, or like going a day where I'm like edging and getting myself close and stuff like that, I have done it before when I was in a dom when I was in a DS dom sub relationship. I would do it for like a day, like be told to edge and then it's getting really intense. Be told to edge and then But basically, to answer your question, like a day, not very long. I'm not huge into denial. Not really my thing. Oh, this is a long one. I just kicked my microphone, or my mic stand, I should say. I know you love Honeycamp Studio, and you're currently doing a Doki Doki Literature Club Let's Play. Shameless plug. Thank you for that plug. But I want to know, what is your history with gaming? Did you grow up with it, or have you recently just got into it? Do you have consoles or PC? A brief history of Lupin the Gamer, if you will. When I was a kid, my parents had, all the Nintendo consoles, the classic Nintendo, the NES, and, the SNES and all that. We went up the ladder of them. So I always played video games as a kid, but when I got together with my SO, 8 years ago, my keyboard keeps disconnecting from my keyboard. It's so distracting. But when he got me into PC gaming, and so I currently just do PC gaming. I have a Wii U, but I never use it. That's my only console. And I got it to play like Yoshi's Yarn Story or something like that. I love that Yoshi Yarn game. And then I think I have like, oh no, I bought it to play Smash with one of my friends. Because he was in town, and so he came over and we played Smash. I bought a whole fucking Wii U just so we could play Smash. Oh, I make good decisions, I promise. But yeah, so stuff like that. How would you make a guy finish the fastest? Oh, I don't know. That's dependent on the guy. I love blowjobs. Blowjobs are my favorite thing in the world. So, that's probably my go-to. Is giving him a blowjob, a really good blowjob. Imagine you were in a sinking rowboat surrounded by sharks. How would you survive? I wouldn't. Any of these like survival questions, I wouldn't. I would be the first to die. Zombie apocalypse, bye bye Lupin. Like, I'm always first to die. But if I had to try to think, I would take the oar. And a lot of oars, if they're like the plastic oars, will have like the screw off fin or, paddle. So I would screw off the paddle. So it's the metal, it's a pole with a metal screw at the bottom. And I would use that to try to stab the sharks. That's my plan. It wouldn't work, but that's my plan. Do you partake in the consumption of ass? Also, what's your favorite werewolf movie? I'm assuming you're asking about the werewolf because you think... What was that noise? Was that you, dog? Sorry. I think my dog made a noise. And... What was that? Oh, a lot of people assume my name is Lupine? Lupin? Or, no, Lupine? Yeah, Lupine. For, a wolf. Which totally is spelled the same, so I don't blame him. But I don't know if I've watched a werewolf movie, to be honest. I don't think I've watched one. Besides, like, Harry Potter. So Harry Potter has a werewolf in it named Lupin. So, hey. And then, do I partake in the consumption of ass? I do not. The consumption of ass is actually like my biggest red in the world. I do not let anyone consume my ass, and I do not consume anyone else's. It's just, that's not for me. No shame in you if you do, but not for me. What made you get into GWA and creating audio content? Plus, did you ever expect to grow this much, and how far do you want to go? When I was about 2.5 years ago, one of my friends participated on GWA, and she asked me to be in an audio with her. And so we did an audio. It is horrible. Very, very, very horrible. It's not a good audio at all. And I'm never going to share it. If you look back at my search history or my like post history, you'll find it, I'm sure, my comment history. you can find it, but I'm not going to post it because I hate it with a passion. But that was the audio. And then I didn't really do anything for a while on there, but back then you had to verify or whatever to double post. So I did with her, and then I just got addicted to the feeling of people like enjoying what you're doing and getting off and stuff like that. I never expected to grow this much at all. It totally shocked me. I mean, I did GWA for like 6 months or a year, I think a year, posting infrequently. And then I took 6 months off. And then I came back and really embraced it as a hobby. And that's when this grew 6 months ago. So I totally didn't. I expected it to be, you know, how it was when I was there before. Oh my goodness. So yeah. goodness gravy. I think I might need a little bit of lube. This has gone on for a while, and I think I need some more lube. Okay. Alrighty, there we go. That's much better. And how far do you want to go? I don't know. I mean, this is really my big hobby. It's my only hobby, really. And so I'd love to just keep going. Just keep going as long as I can. That's kind of my goal. And branch out. I mean, do other things. Like the little gaming stuff on YouTube and like live streams and stuff. Just things to make me happy. I don't know. Your audios have a recurring big cock worship theme. Do you think size matters? No. I don't think size matters. Well, it depends. I think big cocks are great for certain things, and I think small cocks can do just, you know, almost as much stuff. It just depends on what you're, you know, what you're doing. But I like being complimentary in audios. I'm not really someone who does a lot of like humiliation audios or things like that. I've done some, but that's not really my go-to. I'm a very complimentary person. I want you to make you feel good. And so I think big cock worship just kind of leads into that. Like, even if someone has maybe an average sized penis, you know, who doesn't like hearing your cock is huge, you know? So I just think that's a very complimentary thing. And of course, you know, big cocks are wonderful, and you know, small cocks are wonderful, and average cocks are wonderful. They're all great. But yes, I do enjoy big cock worship. What's the GWA audio that you've enjoyed recording the most? I don't know for sure. Oh God. My vagina is starting to hurt. I may switch to something else because I'm using my Hitachi and I think it's a bit too intense for how long this was. I didn't expect this to be this long. What's the GWA audio you've enjoyed recording the most? Probably one of my shit posts. I love my shit posts. I love them. So probably one of those, especially if they have like a ton of puns in them. I love making puns. What you want to know? Anal? Yes, I've done anal. I enjoy it on occasion. It's not my favorite, but you know, I definitely enjoy it, and I do it. It's good. I keep hitting off. What kind of audios are your favorite to record? What do you look for in a script? Ones that, you know, play to my favor, ones that play to my characteristics. So, you know, big mommy worship, big cock worship, mommy dom, things like that, you know, are fun for me. Or ones that just are well written. What do I look for in a script? I look for it to be well written. I look for it to be paced properly. And I also look for it. I don't like certain words, you know, so I look for ones that avoid those words, or if it's someone that I know they don't mind that I change words in it, you know. I don't like the word, they don't like boobies, I don't like that word, so like I won't really say it. You know, certain words, wiener, you know, just certain vernacular is not my favorite to say personally, so I like to take those out if I can, so ones that don't feature words like that. Does my little pumpkin miss her daddy? Of course, always. What are your favorite bands or musicians? I don't listen to music that often. I know that's crazy, But the music I do listen to most often is a cappella music and folk music. Folk a cappella is my favorite. Peter Hollins is probably the person that I listen to most. I love Peter Hollins so much, especially his folk album. The Parting Glass by Peter Hollins is like my all-time favorite song, especially the version he does with the Fox and the Hound. Oh my God. Or the Hound and the Fox, I mean. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's so good. I love it so much. So it's really good. Ah, I'm getting so intense. So folk music usually. And I'm going to go on record. I know it's like an unpopular thing, but I fucking love country music. I love it. There is nothing better when you, and it's a hot summer day and you're driving, to have your window down, listening to some country. I'll go on record. Don't at me. How many Sharpies can you fit in your butt? I have no idea. I've never tried. I never will. I'm not a fan of random objects inside of me. I will put objects that are meant to be inserted inside of me. That's it. So like a dildo or a toy or something like that. That's what I'll use. I don't really use office supplies. maybe that's picky of me, but do you think they're called king size sheets presidential sheets in the UK? Maybe. I like that. Which female porn star do you want to fuck? I don't know any porn stars. I'm not much of a porn watcher ever at all. So I don't know the names of any porn stars. I honestly can't even think of one porn star that's like, is Jenna Jameson still doing stuff? I don't even know what she looks like, to be honest. I just remember her name. I honestly can't think of a porn star. There's this one porn actress, and I'm sure she's huge because I've seen quite a few of her stuff and I don't like look her out. She's got really, really big natural tits. not like a like obscenely big, but she's got big tits, and she does a lot of male and female. She just goes for it in her videos from what I've seen. Like, she just really is an active participant and in stuff, and she doesn't just lay there and like get fucked. And, oh, I'm so close to coming right now. Jesus, that just hit me really hard. Fuck. Oh God, I'm really close, I'm really close, I'm really close, I'm really close, I'm really close. Fuck. Turn it down, turn it down, turn it down on my head. Don't go. Jesus, really close. there we go. Okay. Favorite role play. I don't know. What do you mean? Favorite role play. Like, God, that was so close. Probably like Mommy Dom, Little Boy. Those ones are fun. Or as friends to lovers, I guess. Do you like to dress up? Like schoolgirl, secretary, things like that. I don't do it really personally in my personal life. But I mean, I love, you know, portraying the part. I've been thinking about getting a schoolgirl outfit. Something away the way that little tight white shirts look over big boobs. It's pleasurable. Do you like having your tits nipples played with? If so, in what way? Oh, yes. Yes. 11 out of 10. Yes. I have very sensitive nipples, so I love that. I have very sensitive clit right now. Holy moly. In every way, I like impact play. I like my breasts being hit a lot. I like soft sucking. I like biting. All of the above. I love my breasts being played with. Does voyeurism exist? Does voyeurism and exhibitionism turn you on? Inevitable. Yes. Yes, it does. What's your favorite sexual fantasy? Go see the audio that I made about my favorite sexual fantasy. That's my cop-out answer. Who's your favorite Gone Wild audio poster? Oh my God, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I kind of dip in and listen to a lot of different people. I'm trying to think of like the most classic ones that I've loved. when I first started GWA, one of the first guys I listened to was, what was his name? Super, super, super secret alt or super, super secret alt, something like that. His was one of the first audios I listened to, and I loved him. Loved him so much. When I very first started, so it was like 2 years ago. I don't think he still posts. Maybe he does. I don't know. One of the most recent audios that I've just fallen in love with was so good was, what was his name? I think his name was Mr. Kong. And he did a Dungeons and Dragons, like Friends to Lovers audio. That's one of my favorite audios that I've ever heard. It was so good and charming, and I was smiling the whole time I was listening to it. Plus, I love D&D, so it was great. What are your favorite sex toys you have dreamed to get? My favorite sex toy is hands down my Domi by Lovenz. I love it. I wish I had it charged right now because the Hitachi is too strong. But I don't have it charged because I'm lazy. So that's my favorite sex toy. Or like my impact play tools, like my paddles, or I have this wooden paddle that my old Dom got me, and I loved it. I love it still. The ones I dream to have, I want to get another bad dragon. I have two bad dragons, but I have the smalls of both versions, because I have a very small pussy. but I'd love to get like one of those like larger bad dragons, just to have it, you know, just to have like a big bad dragon and I could try to fit it and just see. I don't know. Those things are so expensive though, so I probably will never do that, but, you know, just something like that. What got you into erotic audio in the first place? What motivates you to keep doing it? I already went over what got me into it, but what motivates me to keep doing it is you guys. Plain and simple. You guys are awesome, and as long as you're still listening, I'll still do it. Hell, even if you're not listening, I'll probably still do it though, because I've just gotten to where it's such a fun hobby. When did you lose your virginity? Surprisingly, maybe not. But I lost my virginity late. I was 20, I think. Yeah, 20. I guess it's not late, just later than average. And I'm still with the guy I lost it with. So there you go. Have you ever masturbated in public?
Yes.
I think I have a couple audios of me doing so even. Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, or Chris Hemsworth? Ooh, those are some good Chris's. But hands down, Pratt. I mean, come on. Who can resist his sense of humor? Chris Pratt is just amazing. although I will say that I've seen some pretty funny videos of Hemsworth and Evans, like on Avengers. They've made some pretty funny videos, so. Bra size. That depends on if I have a holiday weight going on or not. Usually like a 40 triple D or like a 38 triple D. So just depends. What's your go-to album to listen to? Peter Holland's folk album, I guess. I don't know how this keeps hitting me like random times just so intensely, but holy fuck. Okay. Oops, I think I missed one. Favorite Marvel movie? Oh, that's funny. I just talked about Marvel. Is Marvel Comics? Yeah, Marvel Comics is X-Men, 100%. One of the X-Men movies. I love X-Men so much. The original X-Men and X2. X3? X2, I think. I love them all. I love it so good. What is the cutest bra you own? Guys, I'm just like now getting to halfway through. I may have to turn this vibe off. Oh my god. Cutest bra you own. I don't know. I have a lot of cute bras. I actually just bought 3 bras today. And they're getting mailed to me and I'm really excited for them. Fuck, I don't know. Okay, I just... You know what? I'm going to take that as a sign. I just unplugged my vibrator. And I'm going to take that as a sign that it's time for me not to use it anymore because my pussy is, like, swollen. It's not enjoying that. But I'll just keep... How would I rub my pussy a little bit? Okay, we're just going to rub my pussy now. What is the cutest bra you own? I don't know. I have a lot of cute bras. I have a black lacy one that's really, really adorable. I'm going to go with that one. Favorite video game series? I don't know. Probably, like, a Mario game. I know that's weird, but I loved Mario as a kid. I don't really do much series play now, you know. So, what's the best dildo you've used? Can I be perfectly honest? I don't really use dildos that often, personally. Like, if I'm just getting off for me, I just use a vibe most of the times. Because dildos are really intense for me. And when I'm just masturbating by myself, I don't really like to use them. But, I've got, like, the one that everyone makes fun of the balls on. My cheap little one. Because it's super thin. And not too long, and so I really like it. I don't know. It's not too intense for me, so I like that one. How did you get so perfect? Aw, did my mom get in here? Like, what's going on? Hi, Mom. No, I'm kidding. Thank you. I'm not perfect. Trust me. My thighs can tell you. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, no, I'm not perfect. But thank you. You're so sweet. Favorite Disney princess? Oh, my God. Belle? I don't know. Moana? I don't know. Yeah, I still watch Disney. Don't judge me. Probably Belle. I always wanted to be Belle when I was a little kid. I had brown hair and she had brown hair and she had all the books and I was a book nerd. So, whew, probably that. Probably Belle. Preferred gaming platform. PC. 100%. I love PCs. Can you do more Mommy Dom, please? Come on. I do so much Mommy Dom. That's like my main thing. But of course. Of course I'll keep doing Mommy Dom. You have an extremely sexy voice. Thank you. Any possibility of a face reveal in the future? No, I'm sorry. I've gotten requests before, and I know you guys have asked and things like that, but that's just, I love so many of you guys. So many of you guys are awesome and so sweet and so caring. But it's the internet, and especially the sexual side of the internet, people can be not so great. And people can, you know, dox you and try to ruin your life just because, you know, maybe you don't say you want to date them or, you know, you won't give them nudes or, you know, whatever. And I'm trying to stay as private as possible for myself. So unfortunately, no, I will not be doing a face reveal. But thank you. It's so sweet that you would want to see me. Oh my God, what if I'm just like an ugly mug? You'll never know. The cutest dress you own. I just bought some dresses today. I went on a shopping trip today, can you tell? I'm so excited for. I like skater dresses. I don't know if you know what those are, but I like skater dresses because they're kind of flowy and I like that. And they're like not like really long, which is nice. The cutest one I currently own. I have this like bright teal one and it's like loose. I don't know. It looks really good with leggings. I like it. I like leggings. Favorite member of the X-Men. Oh my God. How did you know? I don't know. I love the X-Men. Fucking Xavier. Professor X. I love him. He's 100%. I love him so much. Favorite lingerie. Oh my God. I bought some. No, I didn't buy lingerie. Well, unless you count bras and panties. But maybe I should buy some lingerie. No, I'm kidding. No, actually, maybe I should. Anyway. Favorite lingerie. I don't have very much, actually. I think I have two or three pieces of, like you know, baby dolls. I like baby dolls. How about I just generalize it and say that I like baby dolls? Because I like them to be, like, flowing, tight on top, and then flowing. It makes me feel good. Teddies make me feel like I want to die. I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh girl, you should not be wearing that. So baby dolls. When will you post the next episode of DDLC? Tonight, or well, tomorrow probably. I'm gonna probably play it tonight. I've been really busy this week. So, but oh, I'm glad you want to see it. I have so much fun with it. Tell us why Yuri from DDLC is secretly your favorite girl, and why do you enable cookie thieves? I enable cookie thieves because cookie thieves are the cutest ones in the game, and Yuri is not my favorite. Yuri can suck my balls. Yuri is secretly a devil, and I know it. She's a demon. I am 1000% sure that she is, like, the big bad in the game because everyone loves her because she's, like, the big titty goth bitch, and she's going to be the bad girl. I know it. Freaking clip it. This isn't Twitch, but clip it. You can play that out. Now tell us the reason Yuri's the hottest. No, I'm not. Yuri sucks. Yuri is the typical big titty goth bitch. I ain't about her. Fucking Sayori for life. Hashtag. Very passionate feelings. What are your favorite Safe for Work subreddits? Oh my god, what is Safe for Work anymore? You know what? Let me go on my Safe for Work alt. Hold on. I don't even like look at Safe for Work stuff anymore. I feel like, why are you going into your email? Get out of there. Reddit. Okay. So, I like the Creepy Asterix subreddit. I like Hardcore Awe. Oh, no. Submechanophobia and Thalassophobia. Thalassophobia. Though in the depths below, like the underwater stuff is like fucking really cool. I love them. So those things. Those are my favorite ones. I never thought I'd be touching my clit while looking at those subreddits, but there you go. Where did you grow up? That's personal. but let's just say West Coast of the US. would you ever do a live stream recording of a GWA? Maybe like a ramble fap. Not like I probably wouldn't do like a scripted one, but I might do a ramble fap live. Maybe as a goal or something. Yeah, sure. Never say never. Do you prefer your nipples being sucked or pinched? Sucked? Yeah, I guess sucked. What other Netflix and chill films are you looking to do this year? Oh, I love that people like those. I love them. Those are such fun. Now that I have my new computer set up and I'm actually able to watch Netflix on this one instead of my old iMac that I used to record on, I haven't figured out one I want to watch yet. I'd love to carry on the Harry Potter ones, but those are a little long and I get tired. Oh god, I just hit my mic. I'm sorry. I get tired, so like I start yawning and like falling asleep in it. If you guys are okay with that, we can watch another one of those. Otherwise, I don't know. I'd go for like Disney movies and stuff, which I'm sure isn't what you guys want to hear. I could start watching like some of my favorite movies. I don't know. Put suggestions down below of movies, because honestly, I don't know. Help a girl out. why are you the biggest dunkus ever? Wow, I know who wrote that, and that is a personal friend, and that is not related to Reddit, and thanks, friend. God damn it. Do you have a favorite personal tag or a personal favorite tag to record on GWA? I mean, obviously, I do a ton of big cock worship and mommy dom stuff. But I think friends to lovers, I really, really enjoy. Will you ever be willing to do naughty stuff on camera as you sort of have before? Like one-on-one? No, most likely not. But I mean, I'll still release the stuff that I release every 100 subs. Just the small little tease kind of things. That's kind of my stuff. Again, you know, I've said this before, but I want it to be audios first on here. That's what we're all here for, is the audio. Or I hope. I hope it's the audio. Because, you know, I'm not a porn star. I just provide a little bit of visual stimulation. So I always want it to be audio first, and then I'll I'll submit some extra stuff, but I don't ever want that to be like the main focus. How tall are you, and would you date a shorter guy? I'm 5'8", so I'm a little on the taller end of average, and I haven't before, to be perfectly honest, but I'm not like opposed to it. If it all boils down to personality and how people get along. Any secret fetish? No, nothing secret. I'm not really a secrets kind of person. I've kind of gone over all my big fetishes. Any upcoming JOI audios? Most likely not. I'm not opposed to JOI. I enjoy them quite a lot. It's just I'm very picky with what I record, and I can't write one for the life of me. I'm really bad at writing JOI, so unless I find a script that I enjoy, most likely not. What that mouth do? That's what the mouth do. How are you so perfect? Mom, are you there again? I'm not perfect. Trust me, I'm not perfect. Always keep that in mind, guys. You see one side of people on GWA and Reddit in general. You see one part of them, or, you know, maybe multiple parts, but you don't see everything, so... You know, don't think they're perfect or, you know, amazing or, you know, whatever. Just remember everyone has their own flaws and they just might not show them. So don't feel down if you think that someone's, you know, better than you or perfect or don't do that. Don't do that. I'm just like you. I'm average and, you know, I have, you know, a hobby that I'm thankfully people enjoy listening to. So there's your motivational speech of the day while I'm rubbing my glit. What you want to know? About content. I don't know what that means. I'm sorry. what do you want to know? Countdown when? If you're talking about the 2001, lust, that's going to be a never. A never will that be? You know what? No. Okay. You know what? I'll do your 2001 countdown. 1,999, 1. There you go. It went 2000 and then I went down to 1. There you go. Does it get awkward or embarrassing recording some scripts? Not embarrassing. And I guess not awkward. Just weird sometimes. What's your favorite script that you've recorded? I don't know. One of my shit posts, I'm sure. What you want to know? Boob size. I already said it. If you had twin sister, do you think you'd get along? God, no. I'm so annoying. I don't want to. And me. maybe. I mean, I'm a pretty chill person. And I like to think that I'm very charming. Charming. I guess not very charming. But I like to think that I'm charming and I can make people like me. And that people like me easily. So I would hope my twin would be the same. And we'd like each other. I don't know. What's the weirdest job that you'd secretly love to have? Oh, Lord. I don't know. Oh my god, my ass is sticking to this chair. I'm all sweaty from fucking baiting. What's the weirdest job you'd secretly love to have? I don't know. God, I'm sucking. I would like to be... You know what? I'll be like a ship hand or something on like a biology trip. That's the weird because like I want to just be around. I'm not smart enough to be a biologist. I really suck at the sciences. True story. I was an English major. I didn't do very good in science. Do very well. So I would say, but I love the ocean and I love like what's under the ocean. So I would want to be like a deckhand or like an assistant for one of the people that's doing cool stuff, just so I could be there. Or like an assistant to someone spacey, like someone who's doing shit at NASA. I want to be their personal assistant so that I can be around with cool discoveries because like I love, 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 love the deep ocean, but I also really, 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 really love space. I love space so much. It's so cool. And so that one of those two. What kind of video games do you like? I like single player a lot. I like to play little dumb single player games. I like RimWorld. I like Stardew Valley. But also I like shooters. Like silly little shooters that you don't have to care about. Like I like, what do I like? The baiting is getting to my head. I like Overwatch a lot. Overwatch is like my go-to shooter. I like Rust. I know that's weird, but I like Rust, and I like, I don't know what else I like. Games like that, though. I'm blanking. Oh my God, this is such a long one. Why aren't you an actual voice actress? Like, what the fuck? Your talent is completely wasted on these audios. Like, holy shit, your voice got me to want to fuck a goddamn toad girl covered in mucus. That's so gross, but you made it so fucking hot. Seriously, what the fuck? Go be a big name voice actress. Mom, is that you again? Thank you. That's really fucking sweet. Aw, I'm just like in a bubble of like compliment now. Thank you. I'm really happy that you enjoy it. Mostly the reason that I have not tried to pursue voice actress, being one, is that I'm not in a place that is big for voice acting. You know, I'm not from California. You know, I don't live where there's a lot of voice acting opportunity. I'm not really willing to travel for it. And there's only so much you can do from your home. You know, people want to have you in person and yada, yada, yada. Also, voice acting is extremely competitive. I am one of the least competitive people you'll ever meet. I don't like competition, which, mini rant, that makes part of GWA really hard because everyone is so. Everyone, not everyone, but a lot of the girls on GWA, you know, just we all want our stuff to be heard, and we all love the feeling of getting, you know, recognition and people enjoying our work. And so sometimes people will get competitive about, you know, top of the page and yada yada. And that makes it really hard for me. because obviously I want my stuff to do well, but I don't want someone else's to suffer because of it. And also, you know, not going to get into it too much, but you know, sometimes people get upset if yours does well and theirs doesn't, and they, you know, get catty or something like that. And I just don't like that kind of. I want everyone to be happy, and I want everyone to do well. You know, and that's just on one little website. You know, in the grand scheme of things, GWA is tiny, and you know, I already get uncomfortable with some of the competition I have to deal with on here. So I guess the spirit, some of the spirit of the competition I have to deal with on here. So, I probably will never go and do like real voice acting stuff. Because I don't want anyone to, I don't want to get into that competitive life. It's not me. It's not me. I'm too soft. But thank you so much. I still plan to do like, you know, little things, on the side of GWA. You know, like I really, now that I've found this as my hobby, and really like invested in it as my hobby. Like, I just bought a fucking, you know, $800 microphone, you know, to do something different with this. You know, just now that I'm actually getting back into it, investing and doing all this kinds of stuff into this hobby, you know, I want to do other things. I don't want to just do GWA, although that will still be my like number one, because I do love it so much. But I do want to do things on the side, like, you know, little YouTube videos for you guys and. You know, streaming and stuff like that. So, aw, thank you. Okay, next one. Bust this myth. Does lipstick stain on dong during a BJ? It depends on what kind of lipstick. If you are wearing a matte lipstick, then if it's like a good matte lipstick that dries, then no. It doesn't stain. Makes your lips drag a bit when you're doing it because it's, you know, not lubricated. But if it's like a cream finish, then hell yeah, it's gonna smear. But if the cream finishes, those are usually not very like staining. But if you get like a ColourPop, oh, I have this ColourPop liquid lipstick that it will stain the fuck out of your dick. Like 100%. It's like this deep red purple and like it stains the fuck out of my mouth and oh my God, it would stain the fuck out of a dick. Yeah, 100%. Where do you record your audios? I record it in a little studio that I made, actually. I have this teeny tiny bedroom in my house that we didn't use for anything. So I transformed it into a little recording studio. Maybe I'll take pictures one day when it's clean. It's not exactly clean at the moment. I've got like thrown clothes everywhere in here now. Maybe I'll take pictures of it someday because it's cute. I decorated it and it's adorable. So yeah, I've got a little studio. Do you do another age play on Soundgasm? Because I love it so much. Thank you. I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to. I do have some age content on Soundgasm. So yeah, just take a peek and you'll find multiple ones. Can you do size difference? Like big girl or big guy, little girl kind of things? If you find a good script for it, sure. I can look at it. What you want to know? Love to be your baby boy. Oh, I love having you as my baby boy. Mwah. Which direction does your toilet flush? I don't know. Down? Down. That's where it flushes. Are there any past audios you'd like to redo or change? Some of you, if you've been on the subreddit since the beginning, may know that I have this one shitpost audio that I wrote and I recorded and I never finished it, but I posted like the unfinished kind of weird version. I would love to redo that shitpost audio because it is so specific, but it is so me, and I'd love to do that one again. Do you like making cuckold audios? I enjoy making content that you guys enjoy. I don't personally get anything out of them. Because, like I said earlier, I am very much a complimentative person. Can I speak? No. When I am having sex, I want you to feel great about yourself. And I want to make sure you feel amazing. Because that's how I want to feel, you know. And, cuckolding isn't really something that is in my nature. But I do enjoy making them sometimes. And I know that so many people enjoy them. So yes, I do enjoy making them, but like, it's not a kink of mine, if that makes sense. Quite a few of your audios are F-dom. Do you find submissiveness in men sexy attractive in real life? I am a submissive in real life, so I'm very much towards dominant men, but I will say I love a little submissive boy. You know, they're so sweet and adorable over the age of 18. Well, let me clarify. Age content. I love the sweetness of a submissive man. Totally. But it's just not something personally that I like would be drawn to in a romantic sense, just because I'm a submissive too, you know. Too submissive. What is that thing about two bottoms don't make a top or something like that? Like, it wouldn't be very, we wouldn't complement each other's needs. Let's put it that way. What kind of foods do you like? Every kind. I love food. Ask my thighs. I love food. God, my favorite meal is probably like steak and asparagus. Oh, I love it so much. And like mashed potatoes when I'm eating carbs. Or like spaghetti if I'm eating carbs. Oh my God. Or rice if I'm eating carbs. I'm not eating carbs right now. Can you tell? Otherwise, I make this like taco salad that is just fucking thebomb.com. That's really good. I love your mommy. Oh, this is the last one. I love your mommy audios. Would you ever entertain adult baby diaper lover kinks? Not a kink of mine. But it all depends. Now, when you come across these like really niche, kind of like taboo kinds of ideas, I'll never say never, but it has to be a great script because it's not something I'm ever going to write myself because I'm not into it personally. But if you find me a great script that's compelling and that I feel that I can voice, you know, like say it's an adult, an ABDB or ADBL, there we go. ABDL. Anyway, if it's one of those kinds of scripts and it's someone being rude or like mean to the subject, that's never gonna happen for me. I'm not that kind of voice person. But if it's, you know, very, very sweet and motherly and adorable and loving, you know, if it's written in a way that I like, I'll never say never. Let's put it there. Because I like making content that you enjoy. And it's not just for the guys who like big cock worship and little girls, you know, and, you know, DDLG. Like, that's like the general thing on, I almost said on Twitch, on GWA. Is, you know, DDLG, and I don't record that much of that, and, you know, MDLB, I don't record, well, no, actually, that's complete, I record tons of that, but what I'm getting at is I don't just record, you know, the top ones, I record what you guys like, and that's why I always ask for polls and stuff, so, yeah, if I find a really good one, and if people express interest in it, I'll record something for it, all right, alrighty there. Hell yeah. Okay, I have been, this is literally an hour. I have been recording for an hour. My vagina hurts. I'm not gonna lie. My pussy hurts. Well, not my vagina, my clit. I've just been like very, I'll admit, calling myself out, I've just been like very lazily stroking it for the last 30 minutes. Hasn't really been that much of edging, but I really hurt myself with the Hitachi. Don't at me. And this was an hour long. Anyway. Thank you guys so much for 2,000 subs. You guys are awesome. You're always surprising me with how cool you are and how amazing you are and how much support you give me. Here's to, I mean, God, we're already at 2,200 almost. And, you know, here's to some more. Here's to meeting more of you guys. Let me know in the comments if you, God, I sound like a fucking YouTuber. Let me know in the comments down below. But let me know in the comments if you have questions or if you have things you'd like in the future. You know, maybe, please don't, one thing I do, when I ask you these general questions, please don't suggest, like, exact scripts you want, or, like, I want you to do this script where she does this and he does this. What I mean by, you know, if you'd like things in the future, just, like, generalized sense, like, I'd like you to do more of this and more of that. Just because when I'm looking at these, I'm not like writing down all the script ideas, so I forget them. And then I feel bad because you guys give me all these script, like explicit script ideas, and I always forget and never do them. I don't have the smartest of brains, guys. God, I'm fucking spent. I'm done. I don't even like I said before, I haven't come in like a few days, and I don't even like now, I don't even want to come for like ever again. I don't like edging. Can you tell? All right, guys. I love y'all. Have a wonderful day. I will see you next week with some new audio. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I'll find something. I'll probably only do one this week, but all right, guys. Mwah. Bye.